Morning, Brian and Sons.
Good morning, Brian and Sons. This is Troy Cordell. I'm calling from RDI Diamonds in New York. I'm a consultant and a specialist here. You guys were doing some quotes and so forth, and we had some conversations, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago. And you guys didn't have really too much of a need at that time. But obviously, we're getting into the summer months now, and we all know tons of graduations, back to school is going to be heading up, and, you know, 4th of July, and people are traveling a lot more, and there's been a lot of changes. So I wanted to see how could I get some memos to you guys and get you guys geared up and ramped up for the summer months. I know a lot of people say they don't need anything or whatever, but in my experience, when I do send some things and help you guys sell the stuff and show you what we can actually do, the value that's there, I'm seeing a 10 to 20% increase in sales when I get involved. So is there some wiggle room where me and you guys can start doing some business and getting some memos and products on with you guys? And let me show you what I can do.
You would have to speak to either Mike or Scott, but they're both busy at the moment. Could I have one of them give you a call back and see if they need anything that they'd like to have in the store?
Yes. Who am I speaking with this amazing voice?
Myra.
Okay, Myra. Awesome. Yes, I definitely would like to give my number, and it will also email them too. But I can be reached at 800.
Mm-hmm.
874-8768,
mm-hmm.
And my extension is 131. I got an email for Mike, bry812@aol.com.
It's sales@bryantandsons.com.
Okay, use that one. All right. I do have that one. I'm going to send him over information on RDI Diamonds as well as an application.
Mm-hmm.
If he can have that filled out and have him look at his inventory and see what exactly could I memo to him, let you guys sit on for, you know, like I said, about a month or so or give or take whatever our terms that we come up with. And work that project and try to sell it. You know, I mean, with an RDI diamond and you tell a customer that it's an RDI diamond and show them the research on it, we have a trade-up program on RDI diamonds with other diamonds. You don't get that. So what that means is say they buy a diamond for, say, we'll just use round numbers like $3,000-$4,000. If they decide they want to get a bigger diamond in the future, they'll still get that, you know, $3,000, $4,000 what they paid for, and they can add that to the trade-up value of whatever they're getting, so they won't lose money if the market or anything changes. And also, you guys on Memo, if you guys are still housing that diamond and you want to trade it in for a different, you know, if you had a round and now you want an oval, as long as it's going up in value, you can match your dollar with it as well. And plus, all our diamonds come on gem print too. So
mm-hmm.
that's some amazing points, you know, that you can transfer over to your sales. And
mm-hmm.
with me being on the phone, if you guys want to call me up, you know, say, hey, Troy, listen, I got some appointments coming up. How do you think I should sell your diamond? What questions do you think I should ask the consumer? Or what's some good pointers for me to showcase? I can help you out with that. And by me doing that, it's going to help you sell that diamond. Obviously, you guys put your mark up on it. And now you're looking at bigger commission checks.
Okay.
I think let's start there. What are you guys working on right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Not much on the moment. At the moment, it's been a little slow, but
exactly. So let me just can you picture this here? What if you got the you know, like some stud earrings? He ordered some stud, nice RDI diamond earrings, you know, a couple other pieces, and had those set, and actually did an RDI display. Got some nice banners around it, you know, some balloons or whatever you guys want to showcase it. put some advertisement, big sale, RDA Diamond new product in store, come see, something of that nature, then that gives a talking point to your window shoppers. So then now you can actually better qualify, them. And when you get these window shoppers, get a name and address, and, then we'll follow up with them. And I'll work with whoever sales rep that actually talked to them, and I'll help your rep or whoever that's trying to make that sell come up with some good pointers in how to sell the diamond, so on the next appointment we can close the deal. And when you're showing the diamonds, you want to show at least, two different styles of the diamonds, maybe an oval and a marquise together, or if it's a round and it's a cushion, maybe a different cut or a different clarity. So there's a different dollar amount that they have a range that they can work on, and we better qualify them, but also educate them on the diamond, so you're just not a sales rep, you're a consultant on it. That is what's going to sell, the high price end diamonds, because, you're looking at that type of clientele that's looking for that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me have Mike give you a call if he's interested. You guys can go over that.
Yeah, I definitely will. If you can throw a bug in Mike's ear for me too, just say we had a really great conversation. Troy's, pretty excited and would love to work with us. And, hopefully you can tell him, hey, give Troy a shot. He sounds pretty cool on the phone. And then I would love to talk to you and see how you're doing and, build a nice business relationship and see how we do things over the years. If you're still in the business, that'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll talk to Mike then.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
And you
thank
have
you.
An amazing day. Pleasure speaking with you, Myla. Myra,
thank
right?
You. Myra, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.